For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Since the appearance of the coronavirus, scientists worldwide have been working to produce a vaccine that will prevent people from contracting COVID-19. As development of a vaccine gets nearer, a pertinent question has arisen in the medical field. Once the vaccine has been produced, will people trust it enough to take it? USC immunologist Prakash Nagarkoti says that's the million-dollar question.
What is very perplexing is that it causes very mild type of infection in majority of the people. So because this is a novel virus, we don't know how the people are going to respond to the vaccines. And that might make the people kind of hesitate and say, you know, should I be volunteering to take the vaccine or should I just wait to see the safety? And so that's going to be a challenge a little bit.
Nagarkoti gave two reasons why people might hesitate to take a vaccine.
The fact that this vaccine is going to be made available maybe in less than a year, that raises some concerns amongst the public in terms of the companies which are trying to manufacture these. Are they trying to cut short some of the safety measures? And the second concern is going to be there are some people who feel like the federal agencies or somebody cannot tell us what we should be taking and what we should not be taking, and therefore vaccine is one of those things.
According to MUSC immunologist and microbiologist Michael Schmidt, vaccines have been successful in the past, so there should be no reason to hesitate to take a COVID vaccine.
We know vaccination works. We know that we can successfully eliminate very devastating disease, smallpox, which is a global killer, polio, which was a crippling disease. And in times of COVID-19, what we need to do is stop its spread. And the only way we can effectively do that is by reducing the numbers of susceptible hosts.
In recent years, some people have been more skeptical about taking vaccines. Schmidt gave a possible explanation.
When the polio vaccine and the measles vaccines were put out to the general public, we were actively engaged in the space program. If you were a scientist or an astronaut, you were effectively an NBA superstar. Today, we don't hold the scientific process in as great of esteem as we did a number of years ago. And I think what COVID-19 may do is encourage a science renaissance.
Both doctors said science has a goal of 70% of people taking the vaccine to develop herd immunity and eradicate COVID. Nagarkoti said if he were talking to people who were hesitant, he would put it this way.
When you're looking at a vaccine against an infection such as COVID-19, then I think a vaccine that has been approved by the FDA through careful clinical trials is something that's worth taking, because ultimately that's going to help eradicate this disease.
Schmidt hopes that a large number of South Carolinians will take the vaccine to protect their neighbors and stop COVID.
I'm hoping that we all think about our fellow man and we take the vaccine to protect others, because South Carolinians will help South Carolinians. And by taking the vaccine, we'll help our neighbor. I've never seen a South Carolinian not help their next-door neighbor.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.